I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. I hope you will find some of the information useful in your life from today's interviews. My first guest is Dr. Ross Hauser, who received his medical degree from the University of Illinois, Chicago, completed his residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at Loyola Hines VA Marion Joy Hospitals, and received his baccalaureate degree at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. He is currently the medical director, chief executive officer, and co-founder of the physician-run comprehensive natural medicine clinic named Caring Medicine and Rehabilitation Services in Oak Park, Illinois. Dr. Hauser is most well known for his expertise in the technique of prolotherapy, a medical procedure that stimulates the body to repair painful, injured areas. He trained under Dr. Gustav Hemwall, who is the grandfather of this procedure. As a result of his expertise in books on prolotherapy, Dr. Hauser sees patients from all over the world. Dr. Hauser is a consultant for Beulah Land Nutritionals, a comprehensive nutraceutical store, and with his wife developed some of the products for optimum health. Dr. Hauser and his wife co-authored the national bestseller, Proto Your Pain Away, Curing Chronic Pain with Prolotherapy, along with a four-book topical miniseries on prolotherapy. They also wrote the anthology of prolotherapy, Prolo Your Sports Medicine Away, Curing Sports Injuries and Enhancing Athletic Performance with Prolotherapy, a 900-page sports book that discusses the use of prolotherapy for sports injuries and other topics including nutrition, surgery, X-rays, cortisone, MRIs, and other aspects of sports medicine. They also co-authored Treating Cancer with Insulin Potentiation Therapy, and more recently, Prototherapy, an Alternative to Knee Surgery. In addition to national lectures, Dr. Hauser is a preceptor for Vassar University naturopathic medical students and also Midwestern University's Physician Assistance Program. More information is available at http://www.caringmedical.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Ross, and I look forward to learning more about prolotherapy and its use in arthritis. Can you explain to us what prolotherapy is?
Carl, yeah, a lot of folks haven't heard about prolotherapy, but prolotherapy comes from the word proliferate. It's an injection technique where doctors are injecting substances into painful areas that ultimately causes the proliferation, that's where the word prolo comes, of cells to regenerate structures that cause pain. In the dictionary definition of it is that prolotherapy is a treatment that stimulates the body to repair painful areas. Mm-hmm. So it's a treatment that the doctor injects various substances, and we try to use natural substances, and it stimulates the cells like the chondrocytes that make the cartilage, those cells, fibroblasts that make up the ligaments and tendons. So it'll proliferate those cells, cause those cells to repair, and ultimately cause the tissue to get stronger, cause cartilage to get stronger, and ultimately start to reverse the degenerative osteoarthritic process.
So how does this then specifically help arthritis?
Carl, a lot of folks don't realize, but if you and I were going to cause arthritis to form in an animal, say we were going to do research, I'm not saying we should do animal research, but if we were going to do it, we would injure a ligament, like say a ligament in the knee, mm-hmm. and all we would have to the animal to do is go and do their normal activities, run around, jump around, and then within a couple months, the animal would have arthritis in the joint. So ligament injury, and you know this in athletes who get like a knee injury, mm-hmm. they get a ligament injury in the knee, then subsequently they end up with very bad degenerative arthritis in the knee joint, for instance. So the number one cause of osteoarthritis, the actual injury that started the arthritis process, the degenerative process where the cartilage started to degenerate and the other structures in the knee, is basically ligament injury. Mm-hmm. Ligaments are what cause the joints. The ligaments connect the bone, so they're what stabilize the joint. So anytime a person, Carl, has clicking in a joint, mm-hmm. you know, like your knee clicks mm-hmm. or your shoulder clicks or your back clicks, that condition is called joint instability.
Mm-hmm.
Joint instability, if you have clicking in a joint and you have joint instability, what's going to happen because the joint isn't stable is that there's going to be increased pressure on the cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what starts the cartilage to start to degenerate. And by degenerate, I mean you actually get the death of cartilage cells. And so the cartilage thins, and that's where you get x-rays that show like bone on bone. So if a person has degenerative arthritis in the back, in the neck, in the shoulder, in the knees, in the hips, and they don't want to do the usual and customary care, which is anti-inflammatory medications, mm-hmm. cortisone shots,
mm-hmm.
or surgery, then a treatment that they could use to reverse the degenerative arthritic process is prolotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, it involves injecting substances, and Carl, we can use substances such as human growth hormone,
mm-hmm.
glucosamine you've heard of, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
dextrose, which is a kind of sugar, because mm-hmm. the cartilage cells live off of a little bit of sugar. It's not a lot of sugar. Serapin, which is an extract of a plant. Or the latest thing in prolotherapy circles is called platelet-rich plasma.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we take some blood. We just do a venous blood draw. We take some blood out. And then what we do, Carl, is we fractionate the blood. In other words, we spin it in a centrifuge, and we get out the fraction of the blood that has the platelets in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the platelets are the fraction of the blood that has a lot of the growth factors. So basically, we now can inject the person's own growth factors into a degenerated joint to start the regenerative process.
Mm-hmm. And does this cause inflammation?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine, right? All over the world, how do they treat arthritis, you know, degenerative arthritis. In
mm-hmm.
other words, by its definition, Carl, it's degenerative arthritis. It's
mm-hmm.
not inflammatory arthritis. It's
mm-hmm.
degenerated.
Mm-hmm.
So what a degenerated joint needs is regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me give you an example. Let's say you and I went for a run, and I'm a Ironman triathlete, and I've done up to 50-mile ultra marathon events. So if you and I went for a run, after the run, our muscles would be all sore, right?
Right.
The run
right. Mm-hmm.
caused inflammation in our muscles, which is the mechanism by which the body gets our muscles stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to regenerate a structure in the human body, like muscle tissue, ligaments are what stabilize the joints, meniscus tissue, like if you got a degenerated meniscus or a meniscal tear, or you got cartilage damage and you want to regenerate it, the body regenerates damaged tissue by the process of inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some really good papers that I've written in the Journal of Prolotherapy, which basically document that steroid injections into the joints, and anti-inflammatory medications,
mm-hmm.
they actually accelerate the degeneration of articular cartilage.
Oh, they
okay,
do.
So that's not a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might say, well, Doc, how are you saying that when almost all over the world, the way they treat osteoarthritis is by
mm-hmm.
Giving anti-inflammatory medications? Well, think about it. You think about this, Carl, you have a painful knee. And the only way you can play tennis is by taking an anti-inflammatory medication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take it. Well, you know as well as I do, whatever was causing the pain is still there. You know, it's like a building is burning up and there's an alarm going off and you and I are in the building and I shut the alarm off. Like, you know, I take the battery out and I say, oh, don't worry, Carl, we're all fine. And you're like, you're crazy. There's a fire in the building, you know? Like, in other words, pain is the body's signal that there's something weakened in the area. Like, if you have a joint pain and it's from a knee arthritis or hip arthritis, there's something injured, damaged, or weakened in the knee or the hip, wherever the pain is. So what you need to do is strengthen that area. So the basic protocol in regard to prolotherapy for a degenerated joint, and we have about an 80 to 85% success rate if someone's been told they need a knee replacement or hip replacement, and just doing prolotherapy, they never need the surgery. And we have x-rays before and after that show articular cartilage regeneration. But I will say that we generally do prolotherapy. So we do prolotherapy about once a month. For early degenerative arthritis, the person gets treated once a month for about three or four visits. For later stages degenerative arthritis, people generally get anywhere from 6 to 10 visits about once a month. But when the joint is getting regenerated with prolotherapy, during that time, we're encouraging motion of the joint. So we might have a person cycle, you know, like bicycle ride or swim. In other words, people forget that the articular cartilage, which is degenerated in degenerative osteoarthritis, is only nourished by joint fluid. In other words, the cartilage doesn't have a blood supply, Carl, and the meniscus that's in the knee, it only 25% has a blood supply. So these structures get nourishment by the joint fluid, by pushing the joint fluid into them. And the joint fluid is only made by motion. So you know as well as I do, when somebody has a really bad hip or a bad back or a bad knee and it's all degenerated, typically what they do is they baby it. Like doctors will give them medications and say, oh, you know, just baby it. But that's the worst thing you can do because all the joints of your body, and this includes the joints in your spine, it needs motion to be healthy. So we definitely encourage motion, range of motion. We encourage bicycle riding and stuff like that. You know, while they're getting prolotherapy.
So there's no specific restriction on exercise, and there's no specific exercises, but they can do anything they want?
Yeah, but I will say this. If it's an ankle, if it's a knee, or if it's a hip, I will say they have to bicycle ride, stationary bicycle ride in the winter. Where I'm talking to you from Oak Park, Illinois, which is near Chicago, because it's very cold now, right? We're not going to go bicycle riding outside, but you do stationary bicycle riding for 30 minutes every day. And the other thing, Carl, you gotta realize degenerative arthritis mostly occurs in weight-bearing joints, right? Which would be your lower back, your hip, your knee, your ankle. Those are kind of the most common. And those are weight-bearing joints. So you have to do motion of those joints. So normally we have bicycle riding because that gives you the most amount of motion for the ankle, hip, and knee. And then the other thing that you don't think about, but you lose position sense. You lose position sense or the ability to balance good on the one leg that's degenerated. So we normally would have them do balance exercises, and the muscles that get weak with degenerative arthritis for the hip, for instance, we would have them strengthen it. I would either give them exercises or send them to a physiotherapist.
And once the cartilage is regenerated, is this last indefinitely?
Yeah, that's another great question. Most people get prolotherapy, they never need prolotherapy again. But let's think about it. You got to realize that, you know, there's people that age really well and there's people that are aging poorly, right? They look older than their stated age. So I always tell folks that, you know, and I've been doing this for 17 years, and I took over the practice of Dr. Hemel, who had been doing it for 40. So our office in, you know, near Chicago has been doing prolotherapy for over 55 years. So, Carl, that's a long time. And Dr. Hemel had learned it from Dr. Hackett, who actually coined the term prolotherapy. But most of the time I tell them, so I have patients that have been treated by Dr. Hemel who have been seen over decades. And most of the people, I never hear from them again. So if you had knee arthritis and we did prolotherapy and got you pain-free, I would encourage you, though, every day still to cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still to eat a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't take anti-inflammatories because they stop the healing, basically, because the body heals via inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would only need to see them again if the pain recurred. But, you know, most of the time, there's very few people that I see long-term. You know, normally we would work with somebody, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and then once they're pain-free for life. But the tissues, once you stop prolotherapy, I mean, it will just start to degenerate at the same level as the rest of your body. So if you're healthy and you're eating well and you're taking care of yourself, you know as well as I do that pain isn't the normal response to aging. I mean, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 47. I mean, granted, I'm not 77, but, you know, at 47, I still run marathons, still do ultra marathons, still train for the Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scheduled to run 3 hours and 20 minutes tomorrow. So, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not 77, but I'm still 47 and active. So, and they've shown in studies that running and stuff like that, it doesn't increase, you know, arthritis. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
increase arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
If you get an injury, like you're running and you get an injury, and then you don't treat it properly, like you take anti-inflammatories and the anti-inflammatories allow you to run,
mm-hmm.
well, there's still an injury there.
Right.
So you're running on an injury. So, of course, that's going to have a negative effect on your joint. So that's one of the reasons why anti-inflammatories and cortisone shots, especially for athletes, it's not a good idea
yeah.
because they've done studies and shown that if you exercise a joint that has anti-inflammatory or a corticosteroid injection in there and there's an injury, you get aggressive articular cartilage degeneration. So,
mm-hmm. And I am the 77-year-old.
Okay.
And I'm up at 6:30 every morning walking the beach, so I'm in great health. I have no chronic illnesses and no prescribed medications and no thoughts of any knee problems or shoulder problems or anything. But I did refer someone to your website yesterday. I was at an Art and Antique Association meeting, and he was complaining about knee pain and saying they wanted to do a knee replacement. And I said, well, before you do that, let me give you a couple websites to look at. So yours was one of them.
Carl, you know, though I'm in Chicago, I mean, we saw somebody from the Netherlands today. We get clients from all over the globe. But just know that I'm always happy to review cases, you know, no
mm-hmm.
charge. Just if
mm-hmm.
somebody, you know, wants to know if they're a good prolotherapy candidate or not.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, now with the email, you can email your MRI reports. You can email
right.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, there's a certain clientele that say, you know, I don't want to be on a medication my whole life. I don't want to,
right.
want to get this
mm-hmm.
surgery. Or even if you research on the internet, you know, some of the surgeries, they work for some people, but other people, they're not so good. So for the person who says, you know, I don't want to get a joint replacement. I don't want to take anti-inflammatories. I don't want to get a cortisone shot. Or if those things aren't working, you know,
mm-hmm.
prolotherapy, because it's in line with the patients and the people that say, you know, I only want to do treatments that are going to strengthen my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, exercise, walking,
right.
taking
mm-hmm.
herbs, vitamins, diet. So prolotherapy, it is an injection technique. Who likes getting injections? I don't like getting injections, but these are injections of natural substances that induce, that attract the immune system to the area. What ends up happening is you get a lot of growth factors in the area. And those growth factors cause the tissues that have been degenerated to regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why another name for prolotherapy is regenerative injection therapy.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ross, are there other things you'd like to say about prolotherapy before we look at your books and services?
No, appreciate that, Carl. Most chronic pain, I mean, I look at chronic pain as saying, that means that there's a weakness in the area. So this, most pain is telling the body that, you know, hey, there's something weakened, there's something torn, there's something damaged. Yeah, there's other causes of migraine headaches, but, you know, sometimes the cause is ligament injury in and around the neck. So some migraines, you know, a lot of migraine headaches respond good to prolotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Things like pelvic floor dysfunction, things like pubic pain, joint pain, tendon injuries, meniscus injuries, labral injuries, fibromyalgia. You know, obviously fibromyalgia is complicated, but one of the treatments for someone to consider with that condition and the conditions I mentioned is prolotherapy. Mm-hmm. Even reflex sympathetic dystrophy, complex pain syndrome, complex regional pain syndrome called reflex sympathetic dystrophy responds really good to prolotherapy.
Then, Ross, would you tell us about your books and services and any products you might have and how the listeners can reach you?
I appreciate that, Carl. You know, our website is www.caringmedical.com. And anyone can email me at drhauser@caringmedical.com. And if you go to those sites, that there's free newsletters if you want to just learn about prolotherapy. And then, you know, there's lots of books that I wrote. You know about them, Prolo Your Pain Away, Prolo Your Sports Injuries Away. And if you just go to www.caringmedical.com, or if you want to email me at drhauser@caringmedical.com, you know, I'm always happy to get you the books and things. But there's a lot of free stuff on the internet. If you just type in prolotherapy, P-R-O-L-O therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, there's just lots of studies and lots of research. Some of it's been done, you know, over in Europe. A lot of it's done in the United States, but lots of information on prolotherapy.
Well, I appreciate this very much, Ross. I always like to have new resources that I can use if people contact me that do not want to have surgery or some of the harsh treatments that are around. So I like to have people like you in my resource file that I can refer them to your website. So I appreciate this very much.
No, Carl, I'm at your service. So if you ever need us or you got someone, you know, you want me to consult on, I'm always happy to. So I appreciate your interest in prolotherapy. As you know, most of your listeners, actually, this will be the first time they actually hear that term. And once they go on the internet, they'll just be shocked at, like, all the information on prolotherapy. It's just certain parts of the world, you know, there's not a lot of prolotherapists. So, and, you know, traditional medicine, they sort of have a monopoly on surgery, drugs, and people don't really know that there's a lot of options out there, especially for degenerative arthritis.
Well, I'm trying to correct that with this show.
No, fantastic. And, you know, the other thing, too, about prolotherapy, I should say this. You know, some people want to actually watch prolotherapy. Just go on YouTube. You could type in prolotherapy, or you type in Ross Hauser. My name's Dr. Hauser, Ross Hauser, prolotherapy. And you'll actually see me doing, you know, a low back prolotherapy or a knee prolotherapy. So you actually can watch prolotherapy, and you'll see that, you know, it really doesn't take all that long. Realize it's going to be shots, but the shots just don't take that long. So I would encourage folks, if you're interested, you know, that's one resource.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate it very much.
You too, Carl. Have a nice night.
And you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. My second guest is Dr. Thomas Loeb, physician, fellow in the American College of Surgeons, fellow in the American Academy of Pediatrics, who is founder and medical director of Benevita Medical Group in Beverly Hills, California. He obtained his baccalaureate degree at George Washington University and also studied with leading physicians at Johns Hopkins University, Harvard University, and with former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop, M.D. He graduated from medical school cum laude and with honors in pediatrics. After medical school, he trained at Ohio State University Hospital in general surgery and the Children's Hospital in pediatric surgery. He then became chief of pediatric surgery at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston and made national news as being the first to successfully separate a particular difficult variety of Siamese twins and led the nation in performing complex reconstruction of the airway. He was recruited to the University of Tennessee in Memphis and Laban Air Children's Medical Center to start the first pediatric surgery training programs in the South, and was a leader in the development of laparoscopic and thoracoscopic surgery in children. He also wrote the first textbooks on this subject. In addition, he established the first medical journal devoted to advanced surgery techniques in children and currently remains the editor. While in Tennessee, he began his television career and remains the host and moderator of What's Up, Doc?, a medical talk show on GHS-TV in Germantown, Tennessee. Dr. Loeb continues an interest in alternative and complementary medicine throughout his career and convinced the dean of the medical school in Tennessee to begin a program of instruction for medical students. He remained in charge of that program for over a decade before leaving the area for a new challenge at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, Iowa. There, he pioneered advances in minimal invasive surgery, and with his associates, he was the first to develop an advanced technique to perform major head and neck surgeries, such as thyroidectomies and parathyroidectomies. Through a small incision in the armpit, the procedure leaves the patient with no visible, unsightly scar and no pain. To strengthen his interest in alternative and complementary medicine, Dr. Loeb obtained an additional degree in naturopathic medicine and passed his boards in both medical hypnosis and medical acupuncture. He has traveled extensively and studied with leaders in this field of practice. Dr. Loeb has written more than 200 books, book chapters, and peer-reviewed articles, and has lectured worldwide on nearly every continent. He also found time to study law and completed an additional degree, Physician's Executive Master's in Business Administration at the University of Tennessee. He is a board member and founding advisor to Neat Stitch, LLC, a laparoscopic instrument company based in Israel and now in the United States, and also co-founded For Visual Medical Solutions, LLC, the producers of BodyVise, a new medical imaging tool for surgical planning and medical education that makes use of virtual reality engineering to improve patient care. Most recently, Dr. Loeb followed his dream of putting together the most advanced medical practice in existence, focusing on the new medical specialty called energy medicine. Benavita Medical Group's www.benavita.com offers the best integration of Western and Eastern medicine and is the first practice in the United States to specialize in energy revitalization and manages problems many consider resistant to conventional approaches, such as chronic pain, fibromyalgia, anxiety, depression, insomnia, weight loss, osteoporosis, and others. More information is available at www.benavita.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Tom, and I look forward to learning more about effective arthritis treatment. There are several prescribed drugs for patients with arthritis, but can you tell us about some non-prescription treatments?
Sure. Well, first, Carl, we have to understand what kind of arthritis we're dealing with.
Okay.
There are several different kinds, obviously. There are some that are autoimmune related. There are some that are more rheumatoid. There are some that are osteoarthritic. And the different types of arthritis conditions respond to different sorts of treatments, depending on which one that you're dealing with. Now, most patients have osteoarthritis, and that's probably a good place to start because that's where the common problems are. As we age, our joints suffer wear and tear, and the cushions get worn, and the fluid in the joints gets a little bit less with time. And so we tend to rub those bones together and create some bone reaction and inflammation, and that's really what hurts us. when we're talking about non-prescriptions, some of these are simply nutritional solutions that work marvelously. And I'll give you an example. There are some natural substances, anthocyanins, that are in dark Bing cherries. So if you eat about 50 Bing cherries every morning for breakfast, dark Bing cherries, once a day, you will have a natural anti-inflammatory that cuts down on some of the pains, like taking ibuprofen, except you're eating cherries. People talk about it like being a bowl of cherries. Well, at least for arthritis sufferers, that seems to be beneficial. Cherries aren't always in season, so when the winter comes upon us, I like to just get some cherry juice, some pure, simple, non-sweetened cherry juice, and that seems to work pretty much as well as the Bing cherries themselves. So that's one natural solution. Another thing that we like to advise patients about is to alkalinize their diet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can do this in a number of ways. Now, understand that acid in the system, particularly in the joints, promotes pain. Acid is irritating. Acid in the body fluids just creates more inflammation, makes inflammation worse, and makes the pain worse with arthritis in general. So if you eat foods that are metabolized to alkaline material in your system, then we end up resulting with a relative systemic alkalinization that decreases the acid in all the joint fluids and in all the joints and all the tissues that have aches and pains. And many arthritis sufferers find tremendous relief with that. Now, it's a bit counterintuitive, and there's some good books out there on what foods to eat to help alkalinize your diet. But as an example, lemons, we know lemons have citric acid in them,
mm-hmm.
And grapefruits and oranges and that sort of thing. So you would think that if I eat something that's acid, it's going to be harmful to me. The fact is, it's just the contrary, because those foods, the citrus fruits, tend to be metabolized into ash or alkaline material and actually will help alkalinize the system. And meats aren't particularly good for you, and dairy products aren't particularly good for you. Fruits and vegetables and berries and things like that, colorful vegetables, so tend to be better for you and tend to be more alkaline in nature. So folks who are vegans or vegetarians out there are ahead of the game. If you tend to eat a lot of meat and turkey and chicken and fish and stuff like that, even though they may be good for you in certain levels, they're not as good for you if your goal is to alkalinize your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just talking about a number of herbal compounds that can be helpful in a variety of ways. You know, people are very used to the chondroitin sulfate and the glucosamine. There are many, many people believe that these agents are helpful. The data, the scientific data, varies with the study, and there seems to be that if you use chondroitin, as an example, for 6 to 24 months, there's a beneficial effect
mm-hmm.
to your joint pain, an anti-inflammatory effect. But in the world of medicine, what your doctors typically look for is evidence-based material, and there's not a strong body of evidence suggesting that chondroitin and the glucosamine are helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But the facts are that many people find them effective, and they're sold probably. They're among the most popular of the health foods, if you will, or supplements that people take. There are a number of other types of agents. For example, willow bark, another natural substance that actually has some salicin in it. This is some of the same substance that you see in aspirin, as an example. It's a traditional analgesic, and it's very good for osteoarthritis. So here, this is something that you should do. But if you're sensitive to aspirin, if you have bleeding tendencies, ulcer disease, or taking anticoagulants for your heart, or already taking NSAIDs like ibuprofen or something like that, you don't want to add the willow bark on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
A number of good natural foods and substances that you can take, for example, avocados actually have an anti-inflammatory effect and can be beneficial, particularly with hip and knee pain with arthritis. Borage seed oil actually has some anti-inflammatory effects. The gamma linoleic acid in the borage seed oil is very helpful. If you're allergic to it, obviously you shouldn't take it. devil's claw, which is another herbal substance that actually is found in Africa that tends to be helpful. And you should really eat fish, salmon, tuna, those sort of things that are high in the acids, or take the omega-3 fatty acid fish oils and alpha-linolenic acids. Those trials, look for rheumatoid arthritis and some osteoarthritis, tend to show a benefit. Now, beyond that, we're talking about some of the alternative therapies, not medicines or supplements so much, can be helpful. And there are a number of things, for example, biofeedback therapy, acupuncture, hypnosis, those sort of things can actually help you retrain your mind so you perceive the pain differently. Meditation, yoga, that sort of stuff can be helpful. Sometimes TENS therapies, the transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation for localized pain can be helpful. And then there's sort of an interesting treatment that actually developed out of the Russian space system called the SENAR, the S-C-E-N-A-R scanner. And if you can actually find a therapist in your area that practices or uses the SENAR scanning, it's a type of biofeedback like TENS unit, so it actually reads the body, can show where the pain is and what areas need to be treated most to kind of help get the pain move it along and get it out of the system. So those are just kind of off the top of my head a number of things that can be helpful with arthritis.
So would you say that arthritis tends to be more a lifestyle problem?
Well, you're probably not going to get rid of it once you have it. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, unless you really get rid of the things that promote the autoimmune abnormalities that cause that in the first place, you're not going to totally be rid of rheumatoid arthritis, and it's going to continue to take a toll. Same thing with osteoarthritis. You can do certain things to minimize the discomfort and make yourself feel better, but typically, unless you get a joint replacement operation, you're not going to make those joints as youthful as they used to be. So you have to adapt your lifestyle to the problems that you have. And then as we move on in life and our body responds to everything that we've done along the way, then you have to adapt, and lifestyle becomes important. There are a lot of folks that have to change their ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't continue to go out and eat the same foods and your fine foods and pizza and drink and do all that
stuff.
And still feel good and not suffer some of the consequences of the ravages of time.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about, is there value in exercise when you have arthritis?
Sure. Now, in certain types of arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis, it's actually helpful to you. It actually helps boost your immune system. There's some beneficial effects to your immune system for rheumatoid arthritis. For the osteoarthritis, it's an inflammatory situation, and you have to quiet the inflammation down. Exercise is probably going to cause you more discomfort and exacerbate the inflammation. So exercise can be helpful in certain situations. You don't want to be sedentary. You don't want to get a frozen joint. So if you have osteoarthritis, you don't want to just, okay, I'm not going to move my joint because it hurts too much. Because then you're going to get a frozen joint, and you'll be worse off than you are. So you have to move. But exercise isn't necessarily that helpful with the osteoarthritis. Not as helpful as the rheumatoid or some of the others, for example.
Would you then talk a little bit about the difference between Eastern and Western medical approaches to treating arthritis?
Sure. Well, your typical Western physician is going to give you a variety of anti-inflammatories. And there's some good ones on the market. Some were taken off the market several years back because of their cardiac effects. Some of the like Mobic is a common anti-inflammatory, non-steroidal types of anti-inflammatory, Cox inhibitors and those sorts of things that can be very helpful. You don't want to take steroids, although steroids is an anti-inflammatory. It's great. It also has some other tolls in the body. But typically the Western physician will use some physiotherapy to relieve symptoms. We'll use some non-steroidals, some steroidals on occasion. If it's an autoimmune phenomenon, rheumatoid, they might use some drugs related to decreasing the autoimmune response of the body and that sort of thing. And that's the typical Western approach. There's not a lot else that we can do. As you find Western physicians who practice integrative medicine, where you integrate both complementary and Western approaches, then you tend to see more introduction of some alternative types of therapies. They're what people call alternative. So you'll see acupuncture, you'll see some herbs, you'll see yoga, meditation, that sort of thing. And then many of those are more Eastern philosophies. You know, that philosophy being the reason you have the discomfort in the first place is because you have a constitutional energetic predisposition to it. And so if we kind of change that energy, move things along, keep the flow of energy moving, you know, along the natural order of things, then you're going to decrease your pain. So one really relies more on pharmaceuticals. The other relies more on allowing the body to heal itself by helping balance the energy.
Mm-hmm. Then is there anything else you would like to talk about before we talk about some of the books and services offered at Benavita?
Well, there's so many things that we offer. It's more fun for me to talk about my own place and what we can do and how we can help people. But I think if you're suffering from arthritis and not happy with what you're doing and want to make some changes, talk to someone who you trust, who is going to give you some advice that you're going to listen to. And understand that very likely, whether it's Western approach or an Eastern approach, people are going to be talking to you about changing your lifestyle to make yourself more comfortable, because it's just necessary. So in terms of what we offer at Benavita, our whole approach is a little bit different than your typical doctor office. You know, I am a physician. I've been practicing medicine and surgery for over 30 years. I've also been teaching alternative medicine at medical school. So I have had a dream for years of putting together a center that really offers the best of both worlds. And that's really what we have here in Beverly Hills in Benavita Medical Group. A variety of therapies, both Western and Eastern, really combined so that we can identify what is it about an individual that we can help them with that's going to get them back on the right track and either make them feel better or more energized if they feel kind of blah, or help them get rid of the problem that they came in with so they don't have to be bothered by it anymore. And one of the best ways to come in is just to get a consultation and come in so that we understand your energy. And in a consultation, we really approach you differently than you would find in a normal doctor's office. You know, we do some of the elements of an exam and then take a history, but the history is a bit different. Much of the exam is different. And one of the things that we do that's unique is we actually look at your energy. We image your energy with some very novel, very modern techniques where we can look at it in a variety of ways. And it's really a snapshot, and we'll take a look at what some people call their aura, but it's a bit more scientific. It's just a simplistic term of how we can image the human energy field. We'll look at the energy balances from a more Eastern perspective, a traditional Chinese medicine perspective, and then look and see how things are balanced organ system by organ system. We'll look at your interstitial fluids and understand how your body chemistry and pH and oxygenation relates to your state of health. And in that process, we can actually identify where the balance is abnormal, where there's excess of energy, where there's deficiencies of energy. And what we want is a balance of energy so things flow in a natural order, uninterrupted, unblocked. And where we see those abnormalities is where we like to begin to address the problem. And we can address it in a variety of ways. We have a number of therapies here that specifically relate to energy therapy, and we really shy away from pharmaceuticals, although we can certainly support those, and our goal is to offer things that your physician doesn't offer. There are many patients who say, gee, can you just be my doctor because I like your approach better, and we can certainly do that. We may talk to them about lifestyle changes, just like we did with arthritis, and advise them as to what might be helpful. Many of the things that we offer are things that can help them get them on the right pathway, at least begin to change their lifestyle in a natural, gradual way that's not very obtrusive to their daily existence. And then we have some therapies here that are very specifically energetic that, frankly, nobody else or very few people have. You know, one of them is an energy enhancement system that actually is really a highly advanced quantum energy system that actually creates some bioenergy fields that help relieve pain, help balance your energy, and make people more alert. You know, it's better than taking an energy drink. You know, you spend 30, 40 minutes in there and you actually feel energized and relaxed at the same time, and much more youthful. And in some that it's an anti-aging type device. We have something new called a Trinfinity 8, which frankly is a way to reprogram your DNA and actually create weight loss, create anti-aging, get rid of wrinkles, make body parts bigger or smaller, get rid of the cellulite. If you're a woman, change some body contours without surgery. And other similar types of therapies, we have the Senar, for example. We have more traditional things such as acupuncture and biofeedback and massage and a variety of therapies. But most of the things we do relate to energy per se, as opposed to your traditional doctor. We're going to get a prescription, or you're going to say, well, go get some yoga, get a massage, go do this, go do that. And one of the nice things about our place is you can do pretty much everything here in our office.
Sounds pretty comprehensive.
Well, it really is. I try to be sort of a one-stop shop for everyone, whether you're dealing with weight loss or osteoporosis or pain. Pain's easy. I have people who come in here for pain, and they've had pain for years and years and years, and they call me a week later and say, I don't know what you did, but you know, I'm pain-free.
Right.
One guy had chronic pain for 8 years, and he called me 3 days after he made a one-day visit for a place he flew in from the West Coast. I'm sorry, from the East Coast, and he called me up. He was angry. He called me at midnight. I said, Ed, what's going on? He said, you know, I want to know what those other doctors have been doing for 8 years. I see you one time, and I haven't had pain, and this is over a year ago now.
Right.
Been
right.
pain-free. So we enjoy helping people. That's my passion.
Right.
If somebody walks in with a problem, I want them walking out without it.
Great. Can you give us a website and a phone number?
Sure. The website is www.beneveda, B-E-N-E-V-E-D-A .com, and the phone number is area code 310-289-2800.
Well, thank you very much. This has been very interesting, and I know it will be helpful to the listeners.
Well, I'm so happy to talk to you, and feel free to call me anytime or on any subject. I love to help people and getting the word out on the media on how to change your lifestyle and make yourself more comfortable and lead a happier, healthier life is my passion.
Great. I appreciate that. In the time we have left, I would like to talk about the focus and purpose of this show and how you can help to make it better. The Holistic Health Show includes the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of health, as well as the environment, relationships, and politics, all of which influence our health. The effect of these factors on health have been documented by research. The framework for these factors will be found in my book, Healthy Holistic Aging, published in 2007. And available on my website or Barnes & Noble's or Amazon.com and other sites. On my earlier shows, I explored many physical, mental, and spiritual factors that affect health, such as herbs, water, sleep and dreams in the physical realm, affirmations, yoga, meditation, visualization, and others in the mental realm, and prayer, serving others, and faith as examples of spiritual factors that influence health. Most of these shows were presented as one aspect of health, such as affirmations or yoga or meditation, because most guests focus on one aspect of health in practice. However, these practices are most effective when practiced together, and it may be up to you to integrate the various aspects of health into your total lifestyle. For example, health is dictated by a nutritious diet, quality water, adequate sleep and rest, appropriate herbs when needed, and so on. However, daily meditation, prayer, serving others, staying positive, using affirmations, visualizations, and other practices have also been shown to assist in maintaining health and should be practiced daily. Add positive relationships, a healthy environment, and a political process favorable to positive health, and health is best for all. When I had lung cancer 34 years ago and was given 6 months to live, I followed a special nutritious diet, used supplements, drank spring water, exercised daily, took Laetril daily, prayed, meditated daily, used affirmations, stayed positive, tried to be of service to others, strengthened my faith, patience, and love for others, maintained positive relationships, maintained a clean, healthy environment, and participated in politics, the health of all, by being an advocate for good health care. Thus, I put many areas of health together to make up a daily practice. I have continued a modified version of these daily practices since then, and now at age 77, I have no chronic illnesses and no prescribed medications. My purpose for this show is to offer you the information that will allow you to make decisions about your own health so that you can arrive at your older years as healthy as I am. Following the wellness behaviors presented on this program in the early period, I have interviewed guests for a series on cancer and now on arthritis. I will follow this with a series on back pain and pain management. Eventually, we will get to relationships, the environment, and politics. The topics we have covered and will continue to cover are health concerns that affect many people. There is a lot of information and some misinformation on the internet in these and other areas of health, often motivated by ignorance or as a quick way for making money. This amount of information, and sometimes contradictory information, is as confusing to you, I'm sure, as it is to me. To solve this, I strive to have credible guests with cutting-edge information and also present data based upon research. I offer the program as my way of giving back for the many blessings in my own life. If there are areas of health you think would be useful to you and others that I have not included, send me an email with your ideas. Also, if you know experts in an area being discussed that has cutting-edge information, send me their names. I'm open to providing what will be most helpful to you. I thank the people from around the world who listen to the show. You make it all worthwhile to me. I have noted that people from most every country in the world are coming to my website, where I place the interviews following the broadcast on BBS Radio. I was impressed that recently, well over 20% of the people coming to the website were from Russia. Because of the large numbers coming from other countries, over 45%, I am including more experts on the program from these countries to make it more interesting to all listeners. I thank you again, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a good evening. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host for the Holistic Health Show.